Welcome to what is commonly referred to as the DeMar House. I like to call it the Gordon House now. Some people call it the Jones House. My name is Steve Gordon, and the address of this house is 6144 Kenwood Road. The house was built in 1859, originally by a fellow named John Jones, who was the original resident in the Madera area. And the story goes that he fought in the Revolutionary War, and that after the war, as was the custom, he was given 160 acres and a mule, and this was his property. The way I've been told is originally he built a small house here at one time, and then probably one of his descendants built this house several years later. The house was actually moved from one location on the property to the other, not very far, but it did actually get moved at one point. It's a pretty big house. It has a stone foundation, wood siding. The house has a total of 7 fireplaces. The upstairs ones have been closed in now, but the downstairs 4 fireplaces actually still work. They're coal-burning fireplaces, except for the one that was originally part of the outside, which is where they did the cooking. That fireplace is now inside what we call the family room. The house was occupied by the DeMar family for many, many years, many generations, actually until about 1960. And the way the story was told to us is that from about 1960 to 65, the house was unoccupied. During that time, it was considered to be the neighborhood haunted house. And my wife Leslie, who grew up in this area, and her friends used to dare each other to look in the windows. And in fact, some of the panes of glass in the front were broken by stones that the kids threw at the house, which we regret significantly now, because a lot of the glass in the house is original, but not all of it. My wife grew up in this area. She actually lived on Kaywood Drive, about 3 blocks from here. I'm from New York originally. We met when we were in graduate school, and we moved to Atlanta, where we lived for 20 years. At that time, when we lived in Atlanta, we lived in a new house. It was a Victorian-style house, and we started collecting Victorian furniture and got interested in the architecture and stylings and design of that period. We always wanted to live in an old house. My wife's father got ill and was in a nursing home. We used to come up here once a month to visit him. And one time when we were up here, this house was for sale and they were having an open house. We stopped in, and a long story short, we negotiated it and we actually bought the house. And we moved in here just about 10 years ago. It was sort of our dream to live in an old house that we could fix up, and this house had been under renovation by the previous 2 owners. After the house was abandoned in the mid-60s, a physician bought it, and he lived here with his family for about 10 years, and he was actually one of the physicians that started what is now Jewish Hospital. He sold it to a fellow named Al Gleason, who lived here with his wife and 5 kids, and they lived here for 20 years. And Al did a lot of renovations to the house, including closing in 2 of the porches on the sides of the house, put in new air conditioning and new heating, and updated the electrical work, and we bought it from him. But there was still quite a bit of work that needed to be done in the house, which we've been working on ever since.